Simon Kuf Nun Gimel, and we are going to be learning Sif Yud Gimel, which says the following: Govumos Livinya Besakneses. Some Yidden collected funds for the building of a new shul. Huvolohem dva mitzvah, and then out of a sudden another mitzvah came up, and they had already some funds for the shul, substantial amount. Now Motzin Bo'amois, they can use the raised funds for the other mitzvah that's come up now. Konu avonim v'koyros, if they have actually purchased ready stones and woods for the building of that shul, and now the new mitzvah has come up, lo yimkurum l'dvar mitzvah, they shouldn't sell the items which they have purchased already, elo only l'pinyan shvuim, for the purpose of fulfillment of the mitzvah of pinyan shvuim, of redeeming Yiddish prisoners. Afal pi shevu avonim v'godum zakoros v'psolum, although they have seen to the stones, they've actually seen to them already, they are sorted, they've already been fixed in and processed in a way that it's fitting for the shul. V'skinu hakol levinyan pezakneses, and they're all completely tailor-made already for the shul. Moichim hakol, everything is sold levinyan shvuim bilvad, for the purpose of redeeming prisoners. Avalim bonu v'gomru, but if it's all been built and completely finished, loyimkuru besakneses, you don't sell the entire besakneses, elo only yigbule pinyan shvuim, the money for pinyan shvuim should be raised in an alternative way. Sifkoten ein zayin in Mishneh Berurah, dvar mitzvah. So we learned that if money has been raised, they can now change their... money has been raised, they've collected funds for building of a shul, and they can change their mind now and use it for another mitzvah purpose. Sivkot Nayin Zayin in Mishneh Berurah, the Sosa Mashma Koldva mitzvah. It's not just for pinyan shvuim, it could be any mitzvah actually. They have changed their minds, they can use it for any other mitzvah. If they suddenly feel now they need to do it for something else, Ketzdoka, like they want to provide something for the poor people in town, the cure it's a bezeh or anything else. Although it's not as strict as Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. Now the Mishnah Berurah asks the question: Afal gav de el b'sif hey posak de gavu mois ein mishanin l'kedusha chamura. That we learned in sif hey that if money was raised, you cannot use it for kedusha, for lower kedusha. He has to always increase in kedusha. Ha chamayri, he was talking about al dei shiva tovia. He was talking about if it was done through the trustees, b'mabadan she'ir, to shori lo etzia mois af l'kdusha kalu af l'chulin, k'ral b'siv zayin. So Mishneh Berurah explains that the Magen Avraham learns here that we're not talking about stam people, these are the trustees, and the trustees have got the right, although the money was raised for a specific purpose, they have got the right to change that for something else. They can use it now for aniyim, they can use it for anything else. In fact, so much so that really they can use it for the v'chol as well. Tazis Konolim Halach. Mishneh Berurah says that although it is permitted to sell anything for the sake of pinyan shvuim, this is only if there's really, really no alternative. If there's really no alternative, but it should be really the last option. If there's any other way to raise funds for pinyan shvuim, it should be done so. And it's only if there's no choice. See if you dalet. Reuven shoma karka kazu ani nois ten livnois oleo beis hakneses. Reuven has land, and he says, my land should be given to the building of a shul. His own land, he says, that land I'd like to donate for the building of a shul. For leirotsu ovdi kechovim la'anichon livnois beis hakneses, and the authorities didn't allow this to shul to be built over here. They didn't allow the authorities, they didn't get planning permission for shul. V'akal oimrim livnos celebes l'talmud Torah. And the community then says, you know what, never mind the shul, we're going to build now a cheder here, we're going to build a school here. You're so kind that you're donating this land, let's build a school here. Reuven oimen, Reuven says, hold on a second here. I didn't donate this land for a school. I donated this for a shul. That's not what I meant. Leimotzi Reuven hadabei, Reuven cannot go back. He cannot change his mind. He's given the land, so it has to. Yeah, it's going to be given over now. Sivkot Yud Beis, Sivkot Pei Aleph Mishneh Berurah says, the Nasa Neda, Mekiyom HaKar Gezul Leveis HaKnesses, Kedamrin Lepei Chazit Zdok. There's a level of Neda here. He became a Neda because he said, HaKar Gezul Leveis HaKnesses. He said, this land over here is going to become a Beis HaKnesses. This land is now being given over as a Neda. There's a level of Neda here, of a promise that he cannot breach. If Reuven did not live in that particular place, he's got lands there, but he didn't actually live there. If Reuven lo yodor sham, he lives elsewhere. Then they are entitled to change it. They're allowed to change it from a shul to a school. They can change it. And ve'im hu mibnei oisoir, but if he does live there, einom reshoim leshanoisa, they cannot change it at all. So it depends, is he a local resident or not? If he's a local resident, then they cannot be changed, whatever he said, that's what it's going to have to be. If he doesn't live there, then they can change it. So if he lives there, if he's a local resident, they cannot change it. The people cannot change it against his will. If he screams and he says, "Oh, that's not what I want," they have to listen to him. Unless there's a committee. If there's a committee there and who has got some authority and some rights, and then although it's his money, and although he said, "That's not what I meant," but although he is in that city, they can override him because they know better what's needed. If there's a committee, then they know better what's needed, and they can go against his will, although it's actually his land. The Kolman the Osi Adaita the Day Osi. The expression of Chevair means has some sort of committee, and more specifically, it's referring to the Sheva Tovair. The Mishneh Berurah says over here in Sifkot Pei Gimel, Enom Reshoim, they're not allowed to, and it's referring to the case of that if he's a local resident, then his wish should be kept, unless there's a committee. If he says something and he's a local resident, you have to stick to it. Although people say, no, we need actually something of a higher kedusha, they cannot change it against his wish, unless there's a committee. Unless there's a committee, yeah. Seiv Tezvov. Ein Adam Yocholeso Chelko Mibes HaKnesses. A person is not allowed to forbid one a part of his Beis HaKnesses V'loim Yasforim V'meso Eino Klum. So he's not allowed to forbid part of a shul. So this individual is not allowed to use it. So Mishmur explains if Kotten Peivov. Ein Adam Hainu Ben Liochid Ben Likol HaKol. You can't say this part of the shul of here, this is not this, I don't want this individual of here to have any access to it. Can't use it, I don't let. So a person is not ein odem yochel les or chelkim besakneset v'loy masmos from masforim. He can't say those chumashim over here. I don't want Yankel to use it anymore. I don't want. It's not none of it. None of him. And if he did say that, if he made an is a klum, it's nothing. It's you can totally ignore it. And the reason for that is this is an ancient takana. Says the Mishnah Berurah Kodem Pesach. Can't take no goyim. It's an ancient takana of the goyim. They imloikin. If not so, kol echad shelo devamayim chaver or anybody's got any argument with his friend, yes, a chelko elav is going to ask this chelik, and it's going to be yomtov. Everybody's going to ask a part of the shul of somebody else. Mimeli kol beis hakneses asur elav. It's going to be. It's going to be one big fight, and everybody's going to end up having problems. The ein brera, and it's going to be everything's going to be. Also, if a person says that some chumashim, those chumashim, I don't want him to use, and then it's going to be we can only imagine it's going to be yom tov. It's going to be very no kishmak. So the Shulchan Aruch continues in Tziv Tezayin, Mishehishel beis leveis hakneses, a person who allowed Yidin to, well, he borrowed, he lent out his house to be used as a Beis HaKnesses. V'yesh le merivam echad me'akol, he's got a fight with one individual, one particular individual in the community. So he lent out his house to be used as a shul, but he has a fight with one individual who comes davening. En yochol le'osro, he cannot ask it to that individual. He can't say, that Yankel over here, I don't want him to come to Davin, Elohim Cain, unless he said they call a call ke'echod. Unless he asks it everybody. Either everybody is allowed or nobody. You can't say some are allowed and some are not. This is only if he allowed his premises to be used for everybody. Initially. But if he stipulated initially and he said, I may or may not allow everybody to use it. It just happened as people started davening in his place. And then also, then he can actually say, you know what? He made it clear that he may change his mind, or people just started coming, they never really formally allowed it to become a shul, then he can actually change his mind and he can make specific requests about certain individuals. This is a cherub of Rabbeinu Gershom, Mishnah Berurah Sefer Kotan Pichas, and Yochol Osro, Hainu Mitzat Cherub of Rabbeinu Gershom, Ragolo, Sheish Al Zeveh. The reason for that seems to be, Techoshu Lebizoyna Hugavu, what an embarrassment. What an embarrassment. Imagine one person allowed to go to shul, he's not allowed to enter these premises. What an embarrassment, and we're really, really concerned for the emotional well-being of that individual. And Dovo Be'itoy Ma'atoiv, the Mishnah Berurah is Mitzayin, to the Gemara in Gittin, Ein Gittin Nun Vav, which is famously the Gemara of Kamtzin Ba'Kamtze, which very much started on such a statement that he said that this person is not allowed to come to my simcha, and it escalated until it spiraled out of control completely, until we all know it led ultimately to the Churban Beis Hamikdash. So this is Dovo Be'itoy, the right statement in its right time, very much in Menachem Av, to think about this, how important it is to care for even an individual. So therefore Rabbeinu Gershom went so far and he said, you cannot forbid one individual, if it's your own shul even, it's your, you lent out your dining room to become a shul, it's yours, but nevertheless you're not allowed to forbid entrance of one individual. But if you forbid everybody to enter, like a ksufa, then nobody's embarrassed, then it's, you just stop allowing this to become a shul, so it's not an attack on one individual. A question is, what happens if there's another shul? You can just start davening in another shul. So, is it still an embarrassment? You can just say, you know what, he fell out with that person and he's going out to another shul. Very common indeed, unfortunately. He said, no, I've changed my mind, I'm davening elsewhere. Can you do that? Or maybe if so, in other words, if there is an alternative shul, does the Chem Rabbeinu Gershom still apply? Or maybe then you could say, and therefore, then you can actually forbid one person to come to your shul, because it's got an alternative. It's maybe less kisufa, it's less bizoyn. So the Mishnah Berurah paskens lemaisa said that it doesn't make a difference, even if there is an alternative shul, it's still not permitted. There's another shul in town. Maybe you can ask him. Then if there's no other shul in town, what can he do? He's got no choices. What embarrassment. He's going to end up davening on his own. He's embarrassing him and he's not allowing him to daven with a minion. There's no excuse for that. However, if there's an alternative shul, then maybe the chender beginning shul doesn't apply. But ultimately, is an embarrassment over here. If it's your choice not to come to shul, then it's one thing. But if you're forced to go elsewhere, it's still a huge embarrassment. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah is not meikel, and he says even if there's alternative shul, you can't make that statement. The chinder beginning shul rabbeinu kapshon does apply. We are ready for Tziv Yud Zayin. If a person hosted a shul in his house Yomim Rabim for a long time, they can't just suddenly change their mind and say, you know what, we're going to daven elsewhere now. If he hosted it, he must continue. And they can't now change their mind and go to another house. Mishneh Berurah here says, very, very important halacha. Sif Kotten Tzadik, Ein V'chulu, Mipnei Dake Shalom, this is Dake Shalom. It's what we call to be a mensch. Shelo yemru al pnei bzeh, that they can't suddenly change their minds and say, Shelo yemru al pnei bzeh, anoshim sheinu mugonim heh, v'lefich nimnu atzibu m'lispal sham. It's all because of Darkei Shalom. Don't want people to start saying bad things about the host suddenly. And it's not right. If they've been davening there for a long time, they should keep going. So we learned previously that it's not always possible that you can split a minion into two. But if they do wish to split this minion, someone to leave and someone to stay. So then, Rishoyim, as far as this is concerned now, they're allowed to. So it's true, we have said previously, it's not ideal to split, and there are certain conditions we need to be fulfilled. But if those conditions are fulfilled, you can go into another place. This issue over here is not relevant. Because there are still some people who are still davening in that place. So he's still hosting a minion, you're not taking that away from him. For the nispatel minion or mitzvah b'shum pam, and the mitzvah is not really taken away from him. Avol, chevo shu yilom dim veis acher. Echot. But if there was a shir taking place in a certain house, kamoshonim, several years, and they want to now rotate, 2 months here, 2 months there, you're not allowed to do that. There is a schus of hosting a mitzvah. This is a schus that he's giving a shir in that house now. He's been doing it for many years. You can't now start changing it that every month is elsewhere. Mishnah Berurah continues in Tzadi Beis, Leshanoi Sivu Adin B'min Shezocha Beis Einin Shel Kovet or Shel Mitzvah. Anybody who's got any, who has been hosting or given the option of doing a certain Kovet or Mitzvah, Ein Ma'avirim, you can't take away from him. You can't take away from him. He's got the rights, so you can't do it. Im Lo Yishish Taina Gmura La'Me'arim, unless there's a very real Taina on him, something has really gone wrong, then it's different. But if that's not the case, then you can't just take it away from him. For love, dafke b'dvorim anoyegin tod, it's not only things that are constantly taking place. Ela afilu b'dvorim b'dzimzan zman kasi, who's for irregular mitzvahs. Namid in hochid, the same halacha applies. Kosvu achonim d'achonim, right? Anoshim shechziku likvor meisim, people who have got the chazok of buried the niftorim. Enim yichonim limchoyz, ma'achim shebo likvor. They cannot be moichiv, there's not other people who are bearing the niftorim. Because over here it's different. Sechav Kedisha is different, and if there's others now who want to do that mitzvah, it's fine, they're allowed to request it as well. In places where there's organized Chav Kedishas, Shemanichin, Iskeim, Kolashon, Kizdamlein mitzvah zu, Tzorichlitin Lechav Keminogam. If there's a Chav Kedisha, they have the right to do it and to continue doing that mitzvah. So to recap what we discussed in today's share, we learned about raising funds. If the Shiva Tovah Ir have raised funds for building the shul. And another mitzvah has come up now. They're allowed to use it for the other mitzvah. Well, not even if they are in the process of actually, they've ordered the things have come already for the shul and the various furnitures have arrived, etc. They can still sell it and change their minds. We learned even if they have actually fixed it all in, nevertheless, they can still change their minds. But if it's all in already and the old it's they and they need to sell the shul, then they should not sell the shul for Pidyon Shvuim. They should try to raise funds elsewhere. We learned if a person has got a field, a land, and he wants a shul to be built in that place, they're not allowed to change their mind and say that they want to build a school there if the reason was because authorities didn't allow. If the community feels that he's donated land and this community feels that actually there's more important things that should be taking place first, which need to be prioritized in that land. So it depends a little bit if he lives there or not. If he lives there, if he doesn't live there, then they can just change. They know better than him. But if he lives in that place, then it's a bit more complex because he knows what's going on in the city and they can't override him. So if it's a committee, if it's Shevat Hevair, the Hevair, then they can override him, although it's his own land. But if it's just some individuals, they can't override him. He's a local and he's got just as much say as them. We learned that a person is not allowed to asser chelik of the Beis HaKnesset of a shul to others. And if he did asser it, then his words are dvarim betelim. You can just ignore it. We learned that if there is a person who is hosting a shul in his house, he cannot forbid one person to daven by him. It's a chelik of Rabbeinu Gershom. He can either allow everybody or nobody, but there's no in-between. The question was, if there's another shul, what's the halacha then? And the Mishnah Berurah Ma'aseh Paskens doesn't make a difference. Even if there's another shul, you can't just pick a few people or one person who's not allowed to daven in that shul. We learned if initially it was stipulated that he may retain some rights, then it's different. And we also learned that if it wasn't formally made into a shul, it just happened that people start davening there, then also he can be moich on some individuals if he wishes. And finally, we learned that if somebody's got a right of fulfillment of a certain mitzvah, or they davened by his house, or they has got any covered of mitzvah that he's doing really for a long time, you can't just take it away from him. And in fact, even a shir that is taking place in the house for many years, you can't just start making a route out of this. And he's got the right of doing it at all times.